All right, we have some very important updates in the Jeffrey Epstein saga, story, whatever you want to call it, as Donald Trump is clearly still panicking about this issue. He said it was a hoax, the list didn't exist, the list does exist, but it was created by Obama, which I guess makes it a hoax. Pam Bondi had the list, and then she didn't have the list, and someone has the list. There's no list. No one ever even talked about a list. Is that confusing? Because it's pretty confusing. And we're going to walk through some new details, because it appears the Department of Justice is covering up what is going on, specifically with two new associates. Let's get into all of this. Really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I'm about to hit 80,000 subscribers. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. And on this channel, the Adam Mockler channel, like I always say, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, uplifting Gen Z voices on this channel, working hard to get as many videos out every single day as we can to debunk a lot of the MAGA lies. And if you want to help us grow this community, be a part of this growing community moving into 2026, 2028, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. We appreciate you so much. Let's start with this clip of Donald Trump talking to a reporter who's asking him a question about the Epstein files. Listen to this very closely.
Your Justice Department is also sending some of the Epstein files over to the House Oversight Committee today. Are you in support of them releasing all of them?
I'm in support of keeping it open.
If they wanted to release,
people shouldn't be hurt, but I'm in support of keeping it totally open. I couldn't care less. You got a lot of people that it could be mentioned in those files that don't deserve to be, you know, people, because he knew everybody in Palm Beach. I don't know anything about that, but I have said to Pam and everybody else, give them everything you can give them, because it's a Democrat hoax. It's just a hoax. The whole Epstein thing is a Democrat hoax. So we had the greatest 6 months, 7 months in the history of the presidency, and the Democrats don't know what to do, so they keep bringing up that stuff. But it affected them. Bill Clinton was on his plane and went to the island supposedly 28 times. I don't want to bring that up, frankly. You have Larry, whatever his name is, Summers, the head of Harvard, who was Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. Nobody ever talks about that. I mean, but I don't want to hurt Larry Summers, but he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. No, this is a Democratic hoax to try and get the significance of what we've done over the past 7 months. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. They say it's number one in history.
So first of all, I don't know who is saying that last part besides Donald Trump. This is a level of projecting and gaslighting, I should say. This is a level of gaslighting unlike anything anyone's ever seen before. And that is true because, first of all, they haven't accomplished anything over the last 7 months. It's been a disaster. He's underwater in every single major issue as the economy really, really starts to fall apart, the labor market getting crushed, the slowest pace of hiring this country has seen over the last 3 months. Excluding COVID since 2009, nobody can find a job, inflation is rising, consumer confidence is collapsing, the big beautiful bill adding trillions of dollars to the deficit. I could go on, that's just one issue, immigration. But furthermore, Donald Trump says in this clip specifically that people, if these files are released, there's names on the files that could hurt people, which to some extent is true. Right. And this has been talked about since the arrest of Jeffrey Epstein, a lot of these revelations. But it's also interesting because just in the last 24, 48 hours here as they make this video, the Department of Justice asked a judge to keep names of two Epstein associates secret. The Department of Justice has asked a federal judge to withhold the names of two Jeffrey Epstein associates who received a combined $350,000 from him in 2018. NBC News said that it filed a motion to unseal the names of the associates, but is facing pushback from the Department of Justice, which has requested that the names remain confidential. Remember, I would argue most times in modern American history, the DOJ has been largely independent from the president, right? But when Donald Trump comes in office, Project 2025, the argument of unitary executive theory, now the Department of Justice is really hyper-politicized. In fact, you have to be loyal to the president to work at the Department of Justice. It's a political arm to the president, unlike anything we've ever seen before. And so, is this really to protect the American people or provide justice, or is it to protect Donald Trump. The mystery, associates reportedly received the payments, one for $100,000, the other for $250,000, days after a Miami Herald investigation renewed scrutiny of a plea deal the convicted pedophile received a decade earlier in 2008. NBC News reports that the associates were described as, quote, co-conspirators in his arrest for soliciting sex from a teenager. I also remind you, Donald Trump has so disgustingly, I can't reiterate this enough, disgustingly said that one of the most well-known Jeffrey Epstein victims, Virginia Giuffre, he basically confirmed a few weeks ago, I'm sure you heard about it, that she was working at the spa at Mar-a-Lago. That's where she met Ghislaine Maxwell. And that Jeffrey Epstein, quote, stole her from him, which is just such disgusting language to use about any human being. This is an underage girl working at a spa. Jeffrey Epstein stole her. So co-conspirators here? I don't know, right? Interesting. The network reported that the names were sealed as, quote, as part of the plea agreement and included a promise that the duo would not be prosecuted. Very, very interesting. The associates are reportedly named repeatedly in stories by the Herald, but it remains unclear who they are. Prosecutors wrote in a filing that the payments may be evidence of, quote, efforts to influence witnesses. NBC News again requested that the names be unsealed in July, and U.S. District Judge Richard Berman sent a deadline of September 5th for the DOJ to respond, which it met with a letter from Jay Clayton of the Southern District of New York. Clayton was formerly the chair of the SEC during President Donald Trump's first term and was later appointed as a U.S. attorney by the president. He wrote in his letter, Individual 1 and Individual 2 are uncharged third parties who have not waived their privacy interests. Indeed, both Individual 1 and Individual 2 have expressly objected to the unsealing of their names and personal identifying information in the July 2019 letter. Very, very interesting. While this is happening, all of this is happening, Mike Johnson giving an interview to somebody at the press where he seems to suggest that Donald Trump is actually an FBI informant in all of this, that he was working to take down Jeffrey Epstein. That is not a lie. Take a listen to this.
Terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down. The president knows and has great sympathy for the women who have suffered.
He's an FBI informant. Okay, so I just want to follow through with a few things here. First of all, at the end of that, he says Donald Trump has great sympathy for the women who have suffered. No, the hell he doesn't, right? This is a man, just setting aside what the disgusting things he said about the people related to Jeffrey Epstein, the fact that he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, the horrible, atrocious things he said about women. This is someone who's been found liable of sexual abuse, liable of defamation, and defamation again for against the woman he sexually abused, somebody who's always said disgusting, gross things about women, and has well over 25 sexual assault allegations. So Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself, especially not women. But let me back up. We're talking about files that existed, files that didn't exist, files that then again, they existed again. We're going to release them soon. Actually, never mind. They're a complete Democrat hoax. So the files do exist, but they're fake. They're planted by Democrats. And now we're back to, I swear, we're just working to release all the files that are hoax files, but have important information that could get other people like Democrats hurt. Confusing. And then we add on a layer where the DOJ is saying we're not going to release the names of these two associates who were reportedly co-conspirators to all of this, who got paid big money to keep their mouth quiet. And Mike Johnson adding in a third, fourth, fifth curveball, saying actually Donald Trump was an FBI informant. So of course, MAGA ran with this very clear, understandable information. Donald Trump, the guy who brags nonstop about how he's the savior of the world, the narcissist who somehow forgot to mention that he took down a giant pedophile ring, right? Does that sound reasonable to you? Not at all. Also, Donald Trump is far too stupid to be an FBI informant. So we have Benny Johnson with this new revelation. It's become clear that President Trump is the undisputed hero in the Epstein saga. Speaker Johnson confirmed that Trump served as an FBI informant, taking direct action against Jeffrey Epstein, one of the world's most dangerous pedophiles and sex traffickers. You actually have to be, I genuinely mean this, not to be harsh, delusional to believe this. And you see, again, the cult lining up and just following behind anything. It's insane that these same people said, if you vote for Trump, we'll release the Epstein files and get all these dangerous names out there. And now we're at the point where we're not going to release the Epstein files because they're fake. And Donald Trump, the reason he's always photographed with Jeffrey Epstein is because Trump was working against him for 20 years. At private events at Mar-a-Lago, in a Victoria's Secret event, in his wedding. Really? Absurdity. Absurdity. Let me take you quickly to this. I'm going to add a couple more details here and wrap it up. Because here's the thing. We had Project Veritas, which, take this very much with a grain of salt, because they've been known to lie a lot. They lied quite a bit and gotten quite a bit of trouble because of Ashley Biden's diary and the fake nonsense that they made up in relation to that. This is a video that they actually captured undercover talking to somebody who works at the DOJ. Take a listen to this.
Well, those files do exist.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. They'll redact every Republican or conservative person in those files. Leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files.
They visited that Maxwell person.
Yeah.
And also involved.
She got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently, which is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. They're offering her something to keep her on show.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So somebody who worked at the DOJ making quite a few claims here that they're going to redact names, which I think most people have just been saying in general as we've watched this whole thing unfold. The DOJ is going to just release some names, leave out names like Donald J. Trump. Ghislaine Maxwell gets transferred to a minimum security prison. Is obviously they're treating her well. There's, you know, rumors of a pardon. We get this audio that she says, I've never seen Donald Trump do anything bad in my whole life. Because obviously, again, the DOJ is doing something, you know, moving her to a nicer facility, hanging a pardon in front of her head if she doesn't say anything bad about Donald Trump. And so the DOJ responded to all of this. I kind of wrap all of this together to make one thing clear, that not only is all of this absurd, nonsensical garbage that anybody with, frankly, any understanding of how anything works would agree that it's garbage, but it cannot be stated enough how incompetent the people in charge are right now. That cannot be overstated. And I mean that. Right? A lot of the people dealing with all of this truly have no business being in the positions they're in. Cash Patel is the least qualified FBI director by far ever. It's not close. Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi, it's not close. These are incompetent individuals running these agencies, and that's scary for all of us. And I think it was most clear to me, or at least stunning, and you can let me know what you think about this in the comments down below. And while you're down there, make sure you're subscribed. This is how they responded to that video that I just showed you that was leaked. It's basically acting Director Pollack, the person in the video, claiming that what was, you know, what he said wasn't the official position of the DOJ and all this stuff. It doesn't really matter. The point is, this is the U.S. Department of Justice giving an official statement over Twitter from a screenshot notes app, airplane mode at 30% battery, which I know seems small, but think about how far we've fallen. How far the seriousness of this country has fallen. Donald J. Trump, with his stupid spray tan, sitting up, saying the dumbest things possible, dropping nuke. I want to drop nukes in hurricanes, the sharks over the batteries. You guys remember these references. And the Department of Justice is supposed to be seen as such a prestigious agency. And now we're giving official memos from screenshots on iPhones in airplane mode on a notes app. Of course, the U.S. Department of Justice making it clear that that video is actually has some relevance, or they probably wouldn't have commented on it. Wow. Stunning, stunning, stunning stuff. All right. Lastly, before we wrap up here, I want to play some words from the press conference of the Epstein survivors. So many people have shown such bravery, such courage to speak out against this. I want to play just 2 minutes of the words here from one of the Jeffrey Epstein survivors that are incredibly, incredibly moving. And so many people deserve justice here. The Trump administration needs to do the right thing, and they also need to know politically. Unfortunately, this shouldn't be about politics, but all Donald Trump understands is politics. He doesn't care about human beings. He cares about what can hurt him politically. And right now, this is crushing him politically. And so they need to be aware of that, so make sure you share this video. Let your MAGA friends and family know. But also, I think, for most of you watching with some type of empathy or morality, I want you to take a listen to this.
Epstein surrounded himself, with the most powerful leaders of our country and the world. He abused not only me, but countless others, and everyone seemed to look away. The truth is, Epstein had a free pass. He bragged about his powerful friends, including our current president, Donald Trump. It was his biggest brag, actually. And while what I endured will haunt me forever, I live every day with PTSD. I live as a mother trying to raise my child while distrusting a world that has betrayed me. This kind of trauma never leaves you. It breaks families apart. It shapes the way we see everyone around us. But one thing is certain. Unless we learn from this history, monsters like Epstein will rise again. There are files, government files, that hold the truth about Epstein, who he knew, who owed him, who protected him, and why he was allowed to operate for so long without consequence. Why was Maxwell the only one held accountable when so many others played a role? Why does the government hide this information from the public? This secrecy is not protection, it's complicity. And as long as the truth is buried, justice will remain out of reach. That is why this bill matters. Passing it will, bless you, ensure that the suffering of survivors is not in vain. Passing it will bring accountability, transparency, and prevention. It will help protect the next generation of predators who seek to place themselves above the law through wealth, influence, and connections. This is not just my story. It is about every survivor who carries invisible scars. It's about the weight we live with daily. It is about the families broken and the future stolen. So I ask you, President Trump, and members of Congress, why do we continue to cover up sexual abuse and assault? Who are we covering for? Let the public know the truth. We cannot heal without justice. We cannot protect the future if we refuse to confront the past.
Some really, really incredibly powerful words from Shante Davies. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, showing an immense amount of courage and bravery. And it's time for Republicans in Congress to do the right thing. They're getting a lot of pressure. Keep that pressure up. I appreciate you sticking with me till the end of this video. It means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Maurer, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you like down below, subscribe as well. And you can find the link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. Have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.